Caller on line one.
Our healthcare system is gradually, step by step, being completely destroyed in this country.
I'm not saying that I'm against development at all, but what I'm saying is that I believe development should be for people in the community.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show,
Blood Radio!
You never hear this stuff on mainstream radio.
91.5 FM, KKUP.
Let's make love, not war.
Got a very special guest in the house. We got Dave Ledesma. He rolls with South Bay Mobilization. Also with the Counter Recruiting, Think First. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And, you know, I want to know, what has the organizing been like the last couple of years? I mean, this is the fourth anniversary of the U.S. invasion. You know, what would have been some of the workings behind the scenes with the South Bay Mobilization?
Well, South Bay Mobilization actually grew out of the Iraq War buildup 4 years ago, before the invasion started. There was a group of local activists who felt that there needed to be a mobilization against the initial invasion of Iraq, and there wasn't a group locally that was organizing towards that. So they started South Bay Mobilization, and we spoke earlier before we came on the air that you know, my oldest brother was killed in Vietnam in 1967. He was drafted out of West Valley College into the Army, and less than a year later he was dead. And so, you know, I didn't talk about his death for 36 years. I was only 13 years old when he was killed. But when the buildup of the Iraq War, you know, all the memories started coming back to me, and I got very angry. And I knew that I had to do something. So just by chance, I saw a poster for this march that South Bay Mobilization had organized. It was their very first one. And I decided, I'm going. You know, I'd never done anything like that in my life. So for the last 4 years, is really, for myself, has been quite a journey, because, you know, I can, you know, speak openly about my brother's death, which I hadn't done for 36 years. Mm-hmm. And so I have, you know, really given a lot of myself into the movement and to participating with South Bay Mobilization. And I really appreciate everything that they've done and they've allowed me to do, because this is really bringing the message of my family to the forefront. And, and people need to hear that story, because that's reality.
Yeah, because you know what's sad, too, is like a lot of people out there, the masses, when you think of the Iraq War, they don't realize that their sons, daughters, brothers that are actually out there fighting. So when Bush wants to send more troops in, he wants to continue this. You know, there's a lot of folks that ain't realizing that's going to be your son. Your son may be 17,
it's
16
true.
Right now.
It's so true.
It goes on a couple more years. Those recruiters, I'm going to be knocking at the door.
You know, that's a great observation, because it's so true. During Vietnam, there was a draft. There was a military draft where they took everybody. They took everybody. And everybody was scrambling at that time with the height of the Vietnam War to get out, find some way or another to get out of the military. Like George Bush. I mean, everybody knows that he went AWOL. You know, he supported the Vietnam War, but he didn't want to go fight it. So what did they do? You know, he came from a rich family. They were well connected. His father was a senator. So they got him in the Air National Guard. And at that time, the Air National Guard was referred to as the Champagne Division, because you weren't going to Nam. You were going to fly these old, antiquated airplanes in the United States, and you were going to stay here. So what happens? The poor. The poor and the disenfranchised, they're the ones that are going to go fight these wars that are not in their interest. So it's, you know, we need to understand that during Vietnam, although there was a mandatory draft, right now there's not a mandatory draft, but there's a backdoor draft, because soldiers who are in now, whose time comes up, they can be extended beyond their original sign up for 4 years. They can be extended against their will. Yeah. And not only that, there's a poverty draft where, you know, when you get the neocons who have taken over Washington and they cut back on education and jobs are leaving the United States, where else is there for young people to go? You know, there's a cuts in education. Parents can't afford to send them to college, and jobs are leaving the United States. So they pump billions of dollars into the Pentagon budget for marketing the military to these young people, and they lie to them. And, you know, a young person, you know, they're looking for alternatives, and they look at that, and it sounds pretty good.
Good.
It sounds good, you know, but once you sign on that dotted line, you know, the promises that the recruiters made to you, you know, they don't care about it once you're in.
Yeah.
Because they got you.
I know it. And so you're doing work with the anti-recruiting.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
South Bay Mobilization started a counter-recruiting organization called Think First about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And what we do is we actually go onto high school campuses and we talk to students about their plans after high school. Military recruiters are all over the campuses. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. Everybody's aware of it. So,
and they have a welcome presence by
absolutely, absolutely. So, well, the No Child Left Behind Act that was pushed by the Bush administration, which is enacted now, requires that schools give the contact information of every single student to the military. And if the schools can refuse that, well, then they don't get federal funding.
Wow.
So really, it's extortion. It's legal extortion, where if you refuse to give the information to the recruiters, then what will happen is you don't get your funding. Mm-hmm. You know, it's already tight budgets for the schools. Schools right now. So we go onto the high school campuses, and I've been fortunate enough to meet with a couple of principals who are sympathetic to what we're doing. And our approach here in this area is not to kick the recruiters off campus, mm-hmm. because you know we can't do that. What we want is equal access.
Yeah.
We want the equal opportunity to go onto the campuses to provide this information for the students so they can make a more informed decision. They can have this information and they can weigh the plus and minuses from what they're being told from both sides. But I can tell them from my personal experience with my family that a commander-in-chief should never lie to his troops and their families about going to war, because they're the ones that pay that price. You're never going to see a day when the Bush twins are going to be riding in an unarmored Humvee in Baghdad. It's never going to happen. You know, it's always, you know, the rich who get off, and it's always us who are the ones that pay that price.
Yeah, I had the Raging Grannies on a couple weeks ago, and I had a caller, and he kind of got me upset. It's funny, people that listen to the show, they even told me, they seen that I got mad. This caller called in, and he made a good point, because we're talking about supporting the troops, and I support the troops, even though I don't support the war. Just knowing, I know there's a lot of men and women out there that are, you know, regardless of what we think, they're there.
It's their job.
It's their job. That's what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And we had a caller, he called in and he said, if you don't support the war, you shouldn't support the troops. Mm-hmm. Because if you're supporting the troops, in a way, you're condoning the war.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone just refused to fight, if everyone just refused to join the army or the military and fight, well, there wouldn't be no war. And, it got me kind of upset. I mean, it sounds good. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a few songs written in the 60s about that, you know, but it's just unrealistic, just knowing that I have family members that fought in numerous wars, fought in Korea, World War II, Vietnam.
And
they didn't join the military to kill nobody. That wasn't their sole mission. Oh, I want to go, you know, kill Iraqi babies or Vietnamese children. That's not what they joined the military to do. They just got caught up.
I've heard that before, and you know, I think that it raises a good point. And when it comes down to it, it's just, you know what, we disagreed. That's okay. It's okay to disagree. Because what's happened in this country is the Bush administration has set a tone for where either you're with us or you're against us. Mm. You know, either you agree with us or you're the enemy. You know, and I was interviewed by the Mercury News a few weeks ago, and you know, they said that, you know, God, there's protests. We see all these different kinds of signs for this issue and that issue. You know, what is your message here today? I said, you know what? I said, that's the thing about progressives and liberal people, is that we're open-minded. We have a lot of different ideas. We have a lot of different ways of looking at things. When you look at the neocons and the Republicans, it's like a cult. Mm. You have one way of thinking, and that one way of thinking only. And if you disagree with them, they'll go after you.
Mm.
But the thing with us is that we have a lot of different point of views. And the caller who called in, I disagree with them too.
Mm.
I mean, I talk to these kids on the high school campuses. I've talked to lots of students who are joined the military, who are already in the military. When they graduate, you know, they're going off to boot camp. You know, and I tell them, you know what? I just you never know what's going to happen to that young person. That young person may turn around. You know, they may turn around. So you don't want to turn them off. You know, hey, you know what? I care about you, man. I care about you, and I want you to be safe. I want you to come home to your family. So you know, it's a good discussion. But when it comes down to it, it's like, hey, man, we just disagree. That's it.
Yeah, I'm just speaking more about, you know, you on the campus recruiting. Like, what's the reaction from the kids when you talk to them?
Let me tell you, man. Right now, I've only been able to get onto Wilcox High School and Santa Clara High School in Santa Clara, and the students love it, man. They hate Bush. They don't like the war. You know, it's nothing but positive response. I'd say 99%. Every once in a while, I think this year, maybe I got one bad remark. You know, I've talked
from the school?
From the students. The school is totally supportive of me being there. You know, you know, I have a big blown up picture of my brother in Vietnam before he was killed. I have handouts. I give away free buttons and posters and. But you know, they look forward to me being there every week. Kids come around the table, and like yesterday, some Air Force guy was there, and everybody's at my table. You know, he got like two people over at his table. It's great. You know, the kids go, God, what do you think about that recruiters right next to you? I go, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care at all, man. I'll talk to anybody.
That's
you know,
good.
I'm not afraid of nobody.
And there hasn't been any friction, say, with any of these recruiters?
There has been. You know, there has been. And one time last school year, I was at Mountain View High School, and I set up, and you know, the vice principal didn't want us both there on the same day because he thought there might be some friction. It's like me, I don't care. I could care less. When I go to Palo Alto High School, they put my table right next to the Marine table. It's like 2 inches away.
Yeah.
And I love it, man. It's great because they can hear me talking to the students. They hear what I say, and I want them to hear what I have to say. So anyway, so last year, these two Army guys, you know, they show up at the campus on the day they're not supposed to be there. So, and I was running late that day, so I was in a hurry setting up my table. His bell's going to ring for lunch, and the guy walks over to me. They're wearing their combat fatigues, and he says, so what's this table all about? So I said, well, I'm here to talk to students about don't join the military, to go to college or get vocational training after school. And he looks at me, and he says, you should try doing this in North Carolina. And I said, I don't live in North Carolina. I live right here. You know. So he goes, well, I served a year in Iraq. And he goes, and my friend over there served a year, too. And so I extended my hand to shake, and I shook his hand, and I said, welcome home, man. I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're with your family. You know, I said, I know you're trying to start something with me, but I'm not here to do that. You know, and then the vice principal came over and kicked him off the campus.
Wow.
But so I'll dialogue with these guys.
That's good.
I'll dialogue with anybody. But yeah, you know, some recruiters, so in the beginning, there was a little friction. But I think what's happening now is the recruiters realize, you know, that they better not get in my face because the students are looking, man. Mm. The students are watching it. They see it. You know, when they see the negativity coming from the recruiter, they're going to go, man, they're going to think, man, I don't want to be part of this.
Man,
this is a nice guy here. What are you talking like that for? You know, so now the recruiters, they're respectful to me, you know, and I'm respectful back. Like yesterday, you know, after we were done, the recruiter walks up to me and he comes and shakes my hand, introduces himself, and you know, we talked a little bit, and you know, he's at a safe job in the Air Force in communications, and I said, everybody's not going to be in communications, man. Somebody's going to be carrying a rifle, you know as well as I do that if they don't qualify to be in the Air Force and they don't score enough points, or they don't have a position, you're going to shuffle them off to the Marines or the Army. And he just smiled and looked at me. He didn't say anything because he knows it's the truth.
Yeah,
you know. But at the end of our conversation, when he walked away, I just said, I hope you're not successful today.
Mm.
You know? Right now, I'm trying to get in the my main goal would be to get in the schools on the east side.
Mm.
And I've tried, man, and they just don't want me there. You know, they don't want that message. I graduated from Andrew Hill.
Wow.
You know, and I know Andrew. Oh, okay, cool. You know, and Andrew Hill's got a big junior ROTC program, you know, and I want to get in there, but they won't let me in. You know, I went to the superintendent and met with them, and they don't want it. The thing, you know, and that I realized that if I do get on these campuses where it's heavily recruited with these ROTC programs, is that especially you have to have an open mind.
Yeah.
Because those students who are in these ROTC programs, or if they have family members that are serving right now, it's like, that's somebody's brother, man. Yeah. That's somebody's cousin. That's somebody's next door neighbor, you know. So you got to be cool about it. You know, you got to understand the emotion and the attachment mm-hmm. that's there with these people that are serving. But, you know, you can't surrender either your knowledge, what you know about it, the truth. You know, so it's a longer delivery.
All
you
right.
know, you got to work at it.
Yeah, well, just real quick, we're starting to run out of time here. How can folks get in touch with South Bay Mobilization?
Well, go to the website. It's SBM4Peace, SBM4Peace.org, and all the information, map, directions, everything you need to know is on the website.
All right. I want to thank you for coming down, Mr. Dave Ledesma. Coming cool. down with the South Bay Mobilization, and it's called Think First, I believe.
Think First is the counter-recruitment. You can go to that website, which is justthinkfirst.org.
All right. Now, just real quick, right before we let you go, what are some last words you want to give out there, especially to the young people out there?
Well, don't believe everything the military tells you. You know, what they really are putting in front of young people right now is that, oh, we'll pay for your education. Education is the biggest thing right now. What they don't tell you is that, you know, although the Montgomery bill passed in 85, guaranteed that you get a certain amount, $45,000 to $70,000 for education after your military service, is that, you have to accumulate points. You have to accumulate points while you're in the military to qualify for that funding. And only 15% of soldiers who complete their 4 years actually get a four-year degree. Right. And on average, they collect $4,500 for education. You're not going to get a four-year degree for $4,500. Ain't no way. So read between the lines, man. Get more information.
All right. I want to thank you, Dave, for coming down this morning.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening to Black to Black Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
Let's make love, not war. Let's make love, not war.